You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 4 minutes to eight, which means it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And Warwick, I love asking this, who is the greatest swan of them all?
I thought you might enjoy this topic. Is it Adam Goodes or Bobby Skilton? It's a great discussion point from the last weekend, and I think for many, many ahead, after Adam Goodes, wearing his fabled number 37 jumper, helped Sydney to a 37-point win over Hawthorn at York Park, Launceston yesterday. Now, Goodes is the fastest player ever to reach 300 games, and he was playing a club record 304th game yesterday, easing past his good mate Michael O'Loughlin. And over a really, I guess you'd call it ornamental career, Goodes has won the Bobby Skilton medal three times, and he's a dual Brownlow medalist, but, and there always are buts in comparison, of course Skilton has three of those, and he was a club champion at the Old South Melbourne nine times. And here's another but: Skilton never won a premiership, something for which he has long maintained he would trade any of his Brownlows. And of course Goodes was part of the great Leaping Leo breakthrough victory in 2005. And folk are already talking up another premiership, if not another Brownlow, because Goodes is disqualified from that this year, for Goodes in 2012. Sydney's win yesterday keeps the side unbeaten and on top of the ladder, along with the also unbeaten West Coast. Both sides now being described as the proverbial real deal, though the Sydney coach John Longmire doesn't want to hear this sort of stuff right now. He knows how quickly you can go from real deal to real deal. And it's much the same for Wisher Worsfold after his side ultimately accounted for Richmond at the Docklands Stadium in Melbourne. It's 4 points away from home, but nothing else to get excited about. Now, no one was really away in Adelaide, where they had what they love to call a showdown. However, it turned into a bit of a letdown for Port Adelaide coach Matthew Primus, as he watches Brenton Sanderson take charge of Adelaide, lifting the Crows into the top four. He must wonder what he has to do to get Port powering after losing by 19 points yesterday. On to netball, and Melbourne's Vixens remain undefeated in the Trans-Tasman League, but only just after beating Queensland's Firebirds by the odd goal yesterday, 52-51. The Firebirds, last year's champions, they really needed to win to stay in the competition in 2012, even at this really early stage. And they did lead by 7 goals at three-quarter time, but the flame, well, it just went out. Tonight, the two bottom sides play each other in New Zealand, so we can safely give you the top four. First and second, Melbourne and Adelaide from this side of the Tasman, and the Mystics and the Steel from over there. In rugby league, well, the game always needs a feud about this time, and Ricky Stewart, now the New South Wales State of Origin coach, he's always a good starting place. And this time, while it's again one of his old Canberra mates, it's not Queensland State of Origin coach Mal Meninga, but rather Tim Sheens, the West Tigers and Australian coach. Stewart let rip at Sheens in his Sunday newspaper column yesterday on selection methods, loyalty, the full Monty really. But by the end of the day, there was another F-word on the agenda for Sheens when the Tigers all but lost to Parramatta 31-30 after leading 31-0 with 14 or so minutes to go. And in the other game, Cronulla proved twice as good as Canberra, 44-22. The Sharkies unbeaten in their last six games, and perhaps they're saying the real deal out there in the Shire. Newcastle plays Penrith tonight. In rugby union, the hard markers in New South Wales will be out and about after the Waratahs lost to the Crusaders yesterday, 37-33. The Tars now have to beat the top of the Australian Conference team, the ACT Brumbies, next week to stay in contention for the serious bit of the Super Rugby competition. Now, under the South African Jake White, the Brumbies have rebuilt themselves in 2012, and they sit on 31 points, 5 ahead of New South Wales. Just exactly what New South Wales needs to do in its next and other remaining games apparently remains a bit of a mystery for coach Michael Foley, who affects to be not any good at maths. He will need to become very good at coaching a rugby team if he doesn't want that dyspeptic Greek choir of Sydney's leather patches demanding public meetings and more again when their team doesn't go all that well. And in motor racing, Casey Stoner, this little bundle of sunshine, has won the Spanish MotoGP overnight in Jerez. He's had a few problems in practice, so started from 5th spot on the grid, but by lap 2 he was in front, and despite a few issues with wearing tyres and a strong challenge also from Jorge Lorenzo, he managed to stay out in front. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.
Thanks very much, Warwick. News coming up.